The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 31st, 1976, in Paris, France.
Although we do not take this Brahmin culture which is by path, but still we have seen those who are coming purely from high caste family, their behavior and Sudra's behavior are different. The family culture or the spiritual culture lost, still the family culture gives them.
Yes,
that's a fact.
We still meet a lot of people in India who are actually following the regulative principles just as a matter of social training. But they're becoming very few now.
In Bengal, Bengal has lost his original culture. In other provinces, the Brahmin class, they're keeping very strictly the original culture. Even a Brahmin would not accept foodstuff prepared by his wife. Because woman is considered Shudra. The woman, when she becomes wife of a Brahman, then she is called Brahmani, but she is not offered a Brahminical culture. She remains as Shudra. So therefore, a strict Brahmin, he does not accept foodstuff prepared by his wife. Still, there are many women. The wife will arrange for cooking and he will sit down and cook dal or chapati. Then he will eat and whatever remainder is there, that will take me. But he will not take foodstuff cooked by his human wife. And if there are several Brahmins, so each one of them will cook his own food. In Calcutta, most of the rich men, they used to keep collectors, Darwans, they call Darwan, means guard, policeman guard. They are very, very big Brahmin family, they used to accept the job. But each of them, even in police, have seen, they're cooking separately. Cook their own food very strictly. The government had to give them a big hall for cooking. It did not take much space. Say, little space. One small oven. Market. This is in my this is your. So within that space, they'll sit down and cook dal chapati, rice, one vegetable, and cook and immediately all the utensils will be cleansed and washed, and the space washed and kept. You'd like to eat the cooked so nicely. The simple food. And I've got practical experience. If you cook your own food, whatever it may be, it is healthy.
Is it
healthy? Huh?
Yes.
And if you do it very carefully, then you'll never get disease. Take simple food. Neat and clean. You'll not get disease. But everything depends on eating to keep the health proper. These things can be simplified, but the life is simple. If I go to attend office at this time, then so many things become toxic. But if you depend on yourself, either as a Brahmin or Kshatriya, you have got to depend on others, then you can do timely. Now you have to go 50 miles at least to attend office. In your country at least, this is the system. You're coming from Long Island, Liberty Island, New York, I see.
Yes.
3-4 hours to go to the office.
Mm.
And again 3-4 hours to come to home. And work that 8 hours, that work value is settled. He has no other solace than wine. And he has no other culture. No family. Dog, friend, and television, idea. What is life? Every man has got a dog, friend, because he has no family.
Many stories.
Huh?
With the garden.
Not the garden, but there was some vegetables.
Few plants.
Yes. Not bad. For me it was very convenient. I come down immediately to my down storefront. And some boys were living in the storefront. There was a sink in the storefront. And for toilet, I allowed them some night in my bathroom. Not some, only two. For one. He was washing my dishes also. In this way I was living.
That was Mukunda or something?
No. That was another part. He was drunkard.
Yogeshwar has many pictures of those meetings on 26th Avenue. With Haigeva with the beard and the long hair hitting this. There's pictures of all those meetings, photographs of Haigeva with the beard and long
hair yes.
Hitting the gong next to you.
Long hairs, almost everyone. Zumapati or those. One of them.
He said he was eating meat up until the point you gave him the beads.
Hmm?
He was eating meat up until the point you gave him the beads on the day of initiation.
I agree with
you. No, Mahapati. He said then next, from that point he gave up.
Trained out in such a way from the beginning of their life. I've seen small children, they're given powdered meat mixed with hot water and spoon. Zina.
Oh.
Hot candy. Go outside.
They made the meat. My nephew used to refuse, so they used to force into it.
That's it. By nature, refusing. And by force.
Then they develop a taste.
Uh-huh.
And my mother said that I used to refuse as well, but then they made me. Now I got a taste.
In my childhood, when I was 1.5 year old, I suffered from typhoid, and Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, he said that please give him chicken juice. So, my father said, no, we cannot. No, he has to become very weak. No, I cannot allow. It is necessary because, no, don't mind, I shall prepare in my own house and set. He simply, so he took, my mother thought he was just himself. It was sent from his house and when it was given to me, immediately I began to vomit.
So,
and my father threw it away, and when the doctor asked that this was the... No, they don't bother. The story I heard. This allopathic system of medicine introduced all these things in India. Otherwise they did not know.
What system?
This meat eating, chicken juice, tea, these things are unknown to India.
Oh.
But why India? By nature that is, you say that you refuse meat. Although you are born of the father and mother and meat eaters, still. What a horrible civilization they have made. He is human being, what? Making him animal by culture. Instead of making him more cultured towards the spiritual life, making him redirected again to animal life. This is the civilization, Western civilization.
Yes, there's not much choice. Not any choice.
He's still a little fortunate. I was astonished how these children were receiving just like friends, laughing and something saying, you have seen it? As if old friend. Their mother pushes, they would not come, but they are very glad to see me.
Everybody is very glad.
I was astonished how these children take me as friend.
I don't think that's too difficult. You're a best friend for everyone.
No, after all, they are children. How they can take it as it is. So, they are fortunate children. Their parents and everyone should take care of them. Very difficult days.
You always said they're our asset for the future.
If they can be trained up, they can become very good preachers. Each of one of them. And they can make hundreds of devotees. In this way, we can expand. Are you realizing that there is no civilization? Actually, civilization we are introducing. Except Aryan civilization, Vedic civilization, there is no civilization. Animal society. What do you think? Are you convinced about it?
Oh yeah, every time I walk out the door I'm convinced. And when you come back to the temple, it's like marvelous, it's spiritual world. No matter what's going on, maybe bad, maybe good, doesn't matter. It's very revealing.
Civilization means to push the man forward for perfection. That is civilization.
development.
Society and economic condition, everything should be so aligned that this human child should be gradually pushed for perfection of life. Go back home, back to birth. This is it. And modern civilization is, don't care for what is going to happen. So long as you live, eating, be made in general. Sense it. This is called Nasik Kabab. That is natural.
I notice these things, they're very unnatural.
Hmm?
These four sinful things. Very unnatural.
Unnatural, yes. What for smoking? What for drinking? How nicely they sit down on the ground and take prasad. Why there's need of table, chair, and these dishes, and fork, and knife, and so on, so on. Why?
It's hard to cut the meat. You need a good surface.
Our Bon Maharaj, one day I was eating in his festival. He is Barasa. So he has given fork and knife. I do not remember in which way I took part. Yeah, but Maharaj, you are going to foreign country, you do not know which hand you have to take this part in your life. So I told him, I am not going to learn all these things. I am going to teach them something else to forget it. You want to learn all these things. But I'm not going to learn anything.
What did he say to that?
No, no. My Guru Maharaj, every step condemned this young Krishna mission and Vivekananda. He said frankly that if there are any impediments for our movement, that is this Gandhi and Vivekananda. He said, Gandhi was a hotspot. He was a politician. And in politics he mixed some spiritual ideas, hotspots. And this is Vivekananda was also a politician. His name was recorded in the government as Sannyasi politician. Because after returning from America, he began to preach to beg the poor man, rich and these weak, fatty and so on, exercise. So the government took it that he is under the grace of Sannyasi, preaching social and political upliftment. So his name was recorded as Sannyasi politician. And his name was also recorded, political saint, Gandhi.
Mm.
After the British government, they are very intelligent. They could understand what is what, otherwise how they were managing this big empire. Very intelligent. There is no doubt about it. And actually, they are intelligent. But they are managing very happily, actually. Nobody can deny it. Although they are exploiting. And nobody could understand. Everyone is feeling happy. And as soon as they left, everyone is unhappy. That distinction I can give evidence. I get from my personal experience. Things are very, very nice. Calcutta, oh, it was so nice city. Love is hell. The same Calcutta, why it is now hell? Hidden garden, that was a nice garden zone. There we were, hell, healthy hell. Calcutta was considered the nicest city in India, better than Bombay. But it had become now hell. The streets, especially those gardens, are all temples.
I think Calcutta was voted the second dirtiest city in the world.
Yeah, much. And it was next to London. People used to say, within the British Empire, first London, second Calcutta. And now it is,
second dirtiest city.
And who is the first?
Karachi. Karachi.
Both of them got Saraj, Pakistan. That means, after getting Saraj, Karachi was one of the first class cities, yes. Unfit persons are on the top of all that.
Since everything is devolving at a phenomenal rate, every decade that passes, everything breaks down twice as fast. Just in the last 20 years or 30 years, everything has become so degraded.
I have got to experience. I am Calcutta born. What Calcutta was in our childhood days and what is now, I know. How we are happy during British days and what is now for you. I can speak from my personal experience. We do not belong to the richest class, not to the poor class, middle class. So, we have got practical experience. My father's income was not more than 250 rupees. How opulent we were. At least there was no question of need. We are receiving daily 4 or 5 guests. And my father was functioning so many festivals. And asking, my brother gave me marriage and 4 daughters. There is no to be given. The income was not more than 250. Suppose that 250 will be at least 10 times now. But still, there is no needy, not very opulent, but there was no need. The first necessity is to feed and to clothe. There is no such scarcity. May not be very luxurious life, but there is no scarcity for food and shelter or cloth. Well, no scarcity. Happy. And that is one thing. Happiness in whatever happens. Not that because we did not purchase a motor car, therefore I'm happy. I purchased one motor car in 1925, big car, not for personal use, but for using it as taxi. My one nephew, he was a good driver. So my father said, why don't you give him it? He can do that. We can use that. Our own car also that. So I took it. Big car. I think I paid 8,000.
Buick?
Buick, yes. Much stronger.
Yeah.
At that time, Ford, Chevrolet and Buick, these cars were very popular in India. Ford was the poorer class, and Buick was the first class.
So your nephew was a taxi driver?
Yes. My sister's son. We had to maintain one sister and his family. And she became widow.
Yeah.
So this is Hindu family obligation. When the daughter is widow, she comes to the father's side. With our family.